Good evening, and welcome to NewsWrap from BizNews. Today is Wednesday, October 23, and I'm your host, Patrick Kitt. In today's NewsWrap, Yaki Celia on Russia and China's influence on South Africa, Farn van der Walt on We Buy Cars, Zelt Marais on SA Rugby, and Corky Koyman on SASFIN. To kick off today's show, BizNews editor Alec Hogg sat down with Yaki Celia, chairman of the Institute of Security Studies and globally renowned futurist. Celia says South Africa needs to stop being played by its BRICS counterparts, Russia and China. The full interview is on BizNews.
We're a non-aligned nation. We don't actually do all the right things. I would just imagine what would happen if Putin said, okay, all of us BRICS members must now go and fight in Ukraine. Not that he'd want our troops, they aren't that good, but if we were to send troops there or to have that discussion even in parliament about sending troops to Ukraine, like the North Koreans are doing under the lap, as it were, those would be clearly not in South Africa's interest, but it might be something that the politicians think is a good idea.
Now, we've been played by Russia, to a lesser extent China, for many, many years. Now, the BRICS partnership elevates South Africa in international standing. And we as a relatively small economy play in the big league. There are many benefits to being part of that grouping of countries. We are going to see much more rapid growth. But we need to balance our interests. And I don't think we generally do. Many of the problems, you also discussed this, is that we tend to think ideologically in South Africa, and we don't think practically. And we are all for evidence and for data and for a fairly hard-nosed assessment of what are South Africa's interests. So there are many, many areas in which we are not really non-aligned. Our orientation, that is fine, is much more an orientation. We are part of the global South, but our trade relations, our investment, mostly comes from Europe and from the U.S., and they are important partners for South Africa. Although China, as a single country, is our largest trading partner, the EU, as a grouping, is much larger. We need to look, and the value is much higher. And Africa, Southern Africa, is our natural destination for exports and imports. That's where we need to focus on. We really need to focus on removing every obstacle to growth and take a much more econometrics approach to our governance. And step away from the ideology and wanting to fight the global Cold War struggle, which many in the ANC unfortunately still think they're busy with.
And speaking to BizNews editor Alec Hogg on this morning's BizNews Briefing podcast, We Buy Cars co-founder and chief executive, Farn van der Walt, discussed the company's financial results for 2024 and growth outlook following their listing on the JSE in April last year.
You guys have been getting quite a lot of support from the BizNews community, not least Walter Aylett, who tells me he bought big in We Buy Cars ahead of the listing, and he really loves your company. He did say, though, that he felt that at 35 Rand, it seemed to have run a little bit hard. I know you guys aren't supposed to be looking at the share price, but can you give us a sense of where you're seeing it?
Yes, look, this is new to me. Being a listed company, and it's interesting to monitor the share price and see what people think. You're right, it did well. I think the initial trades happened at around 20 Rand, and it recently hit 35 Rand. It's certainly not one of our goals to try and raise the share price or influence the share price. What we are focused on is delivering good results. And that's our core focus. We're certainly not one of these companies who puts a digital scroll when you walk into head office displaying the share price.
This 21% at the top line, that's the number we're going to look at, take the accounting out of it. Is this a sustainable figure, the growth?
Yes. I think for the foreseeable future, yes, because you have to look at the size of the market. These are questions that previous stakeholders within We Buy Cars asked me many years ago, how far can you go? How much can you still grow? I vividly recall Michael Mendelevich back in the day when we were just doing over 6,000 cars and per month. I said, I'll promise you I'll still be around when we do 10,000, which seemed very far away. And now currently we're constantly hitting 15,000. As a percentage of the market in South Africa, the NAMSA and the used vehicle registration statistics will show you that, you know, there's around 140,000-150,000 deals a month. So we're still sitting on just into double digits there. So I believe we can certainly grow it. Our ambition is to do around 25,000. So there's still lots of room to grow locally.
And a big story in financial services. Speaking to Alec Hogg this morning, Denker Capital Director Corky Koyman shared insights into the crisis-stricken wealth management firm, Sasfin, and the origins of their poor full-year results.
It's a bit worrying, though, that if a syndicate can infiltrate a bank like Sasfin, surely the appeal of a much bigger bank would be far greater. And here I'm talking about some of the big four. How do we know? When you see these things and you can't fudge the figures. The figures have told you, as you've explained now, on what was going on at Sasfin. What do you look for from your side to perhaps give you an early warning signal of malfeasance? And perhaps not only you, but people inside these organizations, who must be trying to... there's fraud and criminals everywhere, and those have to be a very appealing target for them.
Yep. Yeah. Look, in most businesses, you look at the cash flow. And by the way, Bert Steinhoff, that was one of the things that was always a warning signal. You know, there was the cash flow wasn't there. But in a bank, it's actually very difficult because you're continuously re-lending your cash flow out. So the main thing we look at is the underwriting, the quality of the underwriting, and that you normally see by the bad debt ratios going up. So initially, there are more provisions being taken than actual write-offs. But even that can for a while be hidden. You'll recall the short sellers who wrote that report against Capitec. They alleged that Capitec were evergreening their loans. Now, evergreening means that, you know, when I can't pay my loan, the bank just comes to me and says, okay, we'll give you a bigger facility or we'll extend your loan period. So that type of thing can be done. It is very dangerous for a bank. But when you start getting in, when you try to do that, and obviously the South African Reserve Bank, the Prudential Authority is very important. They are doing regular investigations on the banks. But as an analyst, the only thing we can do is keep on looking at the ratios. And the ratios normally do give you a warning unless the problem has been hidden for a while, which, you know, then you've got a problem with the integrity of the management, which obviously we do a lot of visits and to try and, over time, test management. And you don't only visit, let's say, Sasfin as a team. We try and visit all the banks. In fact, November, again, we've got our regular roadshow where in November we've seen the CEOs and the CFOs of almost, I think, every bank and insurer in South Africa. And then you corroborate the stories. And it's often, we see that overseas as well. Bank A will tell you, well, you know, you should worry about Bank B. So, what is that? And yes, so it's just a mosaic theory of getting as much information as you can to try and pick up something that might be wrong. And when you do, then notice that, then you zoom in on that. But hopefully those type of issues as Sasfin has had is few far between, but it does happen. It does happen. And when I look back in 2017, it was very noticeable in the results that things were starting to deteriorate.
And wrapping up today's show, deposed Western Province Rugby Football Union President Zelt Marais on the controversial $75 million deal between SA Rugby and the Achilles Sports Group. He spoke to Alec Hogg on this morning's Business Briefing podcast.
Zelt, lovely having you on the program. I know that you've been fighting the system and you've paid pretty heavily for it, but at last it seems as though what you've been predicting or what you've been exposing is getting a wider audience. I see yesterday on News 24, they said, maybe you've been right all along. Been right about what? Tell us what you've been right about.
Alec, good morning to you. And thank you very much for allowing me. And of course, good morning to the listeners, everything here. On yesterday, News 24, I don't know if you read the deputy editor of Business Day's introduction yesterday also. I mean, he's making quite an alarming thing. And I maybe just want to read it as eager, because I think everything emanated from the Sunday Times into the Business Day and then flowed into News 24. But News 24 under Adrian Bresson, he was the one that dig very deep for a number of years already, going back to 2015 already, even before that. So we need to give credit and thanks to Adrian for doing excellent investigative work in there. But let me just read to what the deputy editor, Setso Mosening, wrote in his just introduction. This is quite a long one. So he writes, in an expose that sent ripples through the sports world, this newspaper revealed details of a 75 million rand, 1.3 billion rand deal between the SA Rugby Union and the US private equity outfit. On paper, the deal, which hands Ackley Sports Group ASG a 20% stake, might seem like a savvy move to bolster the coffers. But the reality, it is a deal so flawed that literally almost no one could miss the pitfalls. For starters, the valuation of the Springboks commercial rights is at $375 million, 6.6 million, 6.6 billion rand, is a glaring underestimation. When compared with the All Blacks, whose commercial rights were valued at a staggering $2.1 billion by Silver Lake, Saul's deal looks like a fire sale. The Springboks, with their storied history and global fan base, deserve a valuation that reflects the true value. This deal, however, suggests Saro is selling itself short and by a wide margin. So that is very damning coming in the Business Day of yesterday in itself.
You can catch new episodes of NewsWrap Mondays through Thursdays on BizNews TV, BizNews Radio, and BizNews.com. And don't forget to join Alec Hogg live at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning for the BizNews Briefing podcast. The BizNews Briefing is streamed live at 7 a.m. on weekdays and can be found on the BizNews.com homepage. This has been NewsWrap, and I'm Patrick Kidd from BizNews.com.